It's all about keeping the tatas healthy.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Raising awareness for breast cancer.
The Pink Power Hour.
In the entire month of May, we are dedicating each Monday and Tuesday to beautiful survivors and the strong and the strength and those of you that are here to help so many when it comes to breast cancer. And we have a phenomenal friend of ours who is on the phone. She has graced us with her presence for the past 2 years when it comes to the Pink Power Hour.
Yes, we have Samantha Peterson on the phone, a breast cancer survivor. Hey, Samantha.
Hey, girls. How are you?
Hi, lovey. Well, we miss you.
Yes.
I know it's been like a complete year now, girlfriend.
It has been forever. What seems like forever.
I know, right? Crazy, crazy times that we definitely have been in, Miss Samantha. But
for
again,
sure.
We are so honored for you to come on to the show and grace us with your story. Now, you know, I first came aware of your story when you and I, this is way back in the day now, did
yep.
Diva for a Day. I was
yes.
like, that seems like 5 years ago. So
it does.
It does, right?
Yeah.
And when it comes to your story, it is just an amazing because you are a young mother of six. Tell us when you first found out you had breast cancer.
Sure. So I actually found out 2 years ago. I was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer. It is not as common as your normal, hormone positive. Only 10% of breast cancers are the triple negative. And it was a shocker. You know, I wasn't really expecting it. I was 36. It was like, this can't be real. It's not true. It's been crazy.
So it's a very small percentile, like 10% of those
yes.
have this particular cancer.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not a very common one. It seems to hit the younger women, and mm-hmm. it's a very, very aggressive cancer. If, you know, you don't catch it right away, it spreads rapidly. Luckily, we caught it early enough that, you know, I did not go metastatic, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, it's a scary one because there's no normal, you know, treatments for it. The only thing that they really know how to do at this point is just, try to shrink the tumor and, you know, do the chemotherapy, the radiation, surgery, and, you know, kind of hope that it doesn't come back.
Right. So I was just going to ask you, Samantha, what treatments were done? So you said chemotherapy and radiation. How long did you have to do that for?
Sure. I did 5 months of dose-dense aggressive chemotherapy, and then I did 33 rounds of radiation, three boosts, which were extremely targeted, and then I did a lumpectomy and some partial reconstruction time of lumpectomy. So it was a little over a year of just pure torture, it seemed like. It was tough, but it was manageable.
Samantha, when you even heard, you know, that you had cancer, what was, mm-hmm. of course, your biggest fear?
Biggest fear was I just need to make sure that I'm going to be here for my kids. It was like I said, it was almost like not true. Like I couldn't process the whole thing. And so the entire time my fear, it was almost like it was just a dream and I was just going to wake up from it. And, just realizing now that, okay, yeah, that is something that happened. Yes, it is something that's serious. Something that, you know, everybody needs to take seriously and, you know, check themselves and check, just constantly be aware, and just not knowing if, you know, 1 minute it's going to be there again or if it's going to, you know, reoccurrence is, I would say, probably the biggest fear.
Well, when it comes to the strength that you have, I mean, you're absolutely amazing because we've seen you last year. You're just a ray of light.
Yes.
What gives you the strength, Samantha, to go on and get through what you have?
Sure. My kids, my family, my kids for sure. You know, and just trying to find that positive in everything. You know, there's clearly something that, you know, I'm here for a reason. I'm way too stubborn to have this take me out. And just making sure that I'm going to be here for the kids so that my kids see, you know, hey, you can be strong, you can be tough. Yes, this is something that is, you know, it could have gone a lot worse, you know. But if you look at the positive side, you know, it brought us closer together. It showed me where my strengths are. It showed me where my, you know, showed the kids too, you know, where the strengths are and, you know, that it's possible. Anything is possible.
Yeah, Samantha, I mean, I definitely remember last year your light and your aura and everything. And I remember even saying, like, you had the best energy about you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So where are you now in the process?
I am about 2 years from diagnosis. So right now I am in remission or NED, which is no evidence of disease. So yay for that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can't really say that I'm, like, cancer-free. Doctors don't like to use that term until, with triple negative, like a five-year mark. So with all my scans, as long as they come out clear and still show no evidence of disease, I can say that I'm in remission or no evidence of disease.
Well, we absolutely love you and we adore you, yes. Samantha. And, you know, especially with all your beautiful children that you have at home because you're virtual.
Oh,
I was wondering
you.
If you'd like to give them a huge shout out.
Oh, for sure. I want to give all my kids a shout out. My three at Memorial, my two in elementary school at Hegel, and then my son in Spring Harbor. And yeah, virtual. Fun.
I know, right?
Oh,
I was
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. If all the parents could just sit together and we could just do a kumbaya, we could call it a day. Well,
do something.
Right? Do something. Samantha, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us and honoring us with your story again with the Pink Power Hour.
Sure.
Well, we miss you, and we hope next time, well, we hope we can see you before then, but we
yeah.
can actually be in studio.
Yeah.
Yes,
and give you a big
sure.
hug.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
for
love.
Sure.
Well, sending you much love, and enjoy this beautiful day. It looks like there's a little bit of sun, a little bit of not, but just make it a good one.
Oh, for sure. Thanks, ladies.
All right, honey. There you have it with the Pink Power Hour, Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams, Chris in the Morning Rush.